Welcome back, West Michigan. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We have had a virtual riot here today. We are at the Michigan National Guard Armory on 44 Southwest. If you're just tuning in, you missed a great show, man. This has been so much fun. We've had this room was just filled with weapons a minute ago, and we had specialists here showing us how to use this stuff. And this is more of a visual show than probably others have been, but I'm telling you, this has been a lot of fun,
That's right. And I need to stand corrected. We are with the Charlie Company, not Bravo Company. So we're Charlie Company here, all 125. Hoorah! And we've got just a phenomenal group of young guys here, and we've got the big Goodwin smoker out there, and it's loaded up with brats from Delski's and Sobeys and Van Ball's. Thanks to you guys at the Grist Mill and Byron Center Meats, because without that extra food out there, these guys would be eating some MREs, and that ain't right.
Yeah, you know, one of the surprises that we had here today was Bob and I were unaware when we walked in, but there is a effort afoot to raise money for a memorial called the Michigan Fallen Warrior Memorial. And this is something we're going to get behind, I tell you what, because everybody knows the government is tight on money, so there's no money to have something like this erected here in West Michigan. So one of the retired staff sergeants is taking this upon himself to raise money. We need $400,000 on this thing. If everybody that's just in our listing area gave a buck, we'd have this thing done.
Yeah, I mean, Sergeant Lewandowski.
That's right. It's easy. And they're doing a lot of things to raise money. A lot of the restaurants around town have agreed to put a donation box in their restaurant. On August 20th, North Kent Golf Course is going to be holding an outing to benefit this and in memory of one of the fallen soldiers from this company, Timothy Brown from Cedar Springs. He passed away in Iraq, and he was part of this company. And so up at North Kent on August the 20th, they're doing a golf outing up there to raise money for his family and his children, as well as this memorial event.
Well, we need to put together a little grilling team and go do some golfing and raise some money for that.
Yep, you bet. That'll be great. But if you want to find out about this, it's Michigan Fallen Warrior Memorial.org. Look it up on the internet. We'll have a link to that on the Grilling Guys website. And you guys, if you got it in your heart to give a buck or 10 bucks or 100 bucks, just do it up, man.
I wonder if Dave's got any clubs. We'll have to get Mr. Shanley here to swing some clubs with us.
Yeah. But back to grilling. We've got the grill smoking out there, and in fine military fashion, Bob's got some wild game meat cakes that actually keep for a while after you get them made up. So let's talk about that a little bit, Bob.
Yeah, it's just a great way to use some of the pieces that you end up with regarding, you know, the silver skin and stuff. If you don't want to pick your meat too clean, if you just want to grind it up and use a burger, it's a great way to make a burger. And basically, you take a pound of it, and it's usually going to be venison around here. You might have gotten lucky to get an elk tag, but you're going to take a pound of wild game and then a teaspoon of salt. I usually use kosher salt. I don't know why. I just like it. I usually throw in a heavy half teaspoon of thyme and then a half teaspoon of pepper. I'll probably use white pepper. I'll take about a third of a cup of, right now the Vidalias are in, so I'll chop those real fine, and a quarter cup of ketchup, and a quarter cup of oil, olive oil typically, and just knead all those together. Don't work it too hard, because the more you work that stuff, the more you tend to get a little bit of toughness to it. So just blend it together nicely and form some patties. That oil will work real nice. Get your grill good and hot. And what you're going to do is just make your patties nice and flat, because you're going to do a quick sear on these things because it's really lean, so you don't want to dry them out. So just put those things on the grill and don't touch them until you think that side is done. Scrape it off, flip it, sear it up nice, and you're going to go about a medium on that, medium, rare, medium.
Yeah, you don't want to cook. You don't want to cook a wild game overdone, because it has a tendency to dry out because it is so lean.
That's right, and it's really important on those when you pull them off to rest them for a minute.
That's right. And sometimes patties will stick to the grill, but with that little bit of oil in there, that helps. And that's exactly why it's there, is just to get a little bit of sheen on the meat. So when you put it on that hot grill, it doesn't stick. Because with it being so lean, the burger has a tendency to fall apart unless it's properly cooked on that one side. So Bob kind of made note of that, but I think it's worth mentioning again, is don't flip the thing three or four times. Let it get cooked on one side, flip it once and be done with it, because it'll hold together better, and I think you'll end up with a better product.
Yeah, we did that chutney last week, and I made that stuff. I took it, and I added a little rum to it. So I came up with a variation on that because the peaches are in right now, and they're coming in. And you can make a peach chutney as well. And I put that on some ocean perch, and there's a picture of it on Facebook. I think I threw it on there.
Right.
And with Olivia holding the pan, and that was good. That chutney. And Olivia went into the thing saying, I don't really like fish. And I said, well, just, you know, if you eat this one piece, you're good. I won't ride you. She scoured that. She just took and devoured that whole big fillet all by herself.
Scoured and devoured.
Yeah. So she had a scowl when she started and a smile when she ended. But basically, it's a good way to do fish for people that aren't so thrilled about fish all the time.
Yeah, and we'll throw that recipe up on thegrillingguys.com. Hit us on Facebook on The Grilling Guys as well, and let us know what you've been grilling and what's working for you this summer, because we're always interested in hearing great recipes or new techniques that you guys are doing out there as well, because while we do a ton of grilling here, we certainly don't know everything.
That's right, and next week I'm heading over to Standale Lumber. They've got a new nailer gun that Buzz wants me to try, and this new nail gun, it's revolutionary. I think it was, I'm not sure, but it might be one that my cousin just patented. I got to go shoot that thing and see if it's the same one, but if you're building your deck, if you're getting your backyard on, Standale Lumber is the place to go. We certainly want to mention some of our sponsors that we haven't talked about.
Well, that's a great segue into our man law segment.
It is.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
There's no better place for man law than with the 125th Charlie Company out here. So these guys know all too well. But man law is, when talking about old military stories, it's okay to embellish slightly, except when talking about events that lead to loss of life or classified data. The UCMJ will follow you to hell and back.
That's right. Okay, so us non-military guys, what is the UCMJ, Bob?
It's a Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Oh, okay. So those guys that I don't want to mess with.
I had some experience with those people. It
little,
ended up good, though.
A little too much on the fun on leave, right?
I was innocent.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, until you start smelling guilty.
We have, right. Nope. I actually got thrown in the can for a night, but first shirt got me out.
You know, this Bravo company is going to be deploying here in the next month or two, and we've got a little more than 130 guys that are going to be headed over to Afghanistan. These are your neighbors and your friends. These guardsmen live in our neighborhoods. Their kids and go to our schools. They shop at the Spartan stores where we all shop. And I tell you what, if you know one of these guys, please say thank you to them, because some of these guys have deployed more than once, and they're about ready to do it again. We talked to the specialist ad who transferred up here from Kentucky to make sure that he, in fact, could go out and deploy with these guys. So there's some real special people around here that are really giving it up for the good of everybody.
That's right. And we're going to, you know, we like closing the show with Michigan artists, but being that we're honoring our troops, I just couldn't help but pull on old Toby Keith, because he's got a song called American Soldier. We're going to play the last 2 minutes of the show. We're going to play American Soldier by Toby Keith to end this thing. And if you get a chance, go on YouTube and look at the video for American Soldier, and then you'll really understand what we're seeing with these guys here. You look them in the eye, and you realize there's families left behind. And, you know, you might think, well, I don't know if they should be in Afghanistan. I don't know if they should be in Iraq. Give it up, because they are, and there's a reason. And, you know, we don't have the luxury of determining where this should or shouldn't be. This is the direction we're headed.
Yeah, and you know what? We're going to extend this little salute to the military one more week, because next week we're going to be live and local in Grand Haven at the Coast Guard Festival, yet another arm of the service. So check us out next week if you're out at the Coast Guard Festival, but we're going to close with a little tribute from Toby Keith. Thanks, everybody, and have a great grilling weekend.
That's right. Thanks for Charlie Company of the 125.
Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take the stand. Right, I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier. Yeah.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Nikita and Bentley.
Once the tragedy hit on Sunday, the news came out. It's, I'm sure, been kind of devastating and rocked the community a little bit from your perspective.
Yeah, it really has been an outpouring of the entire community here. I mean, you know, Muskegon is not the biggest town in the world. And, yeah, these folks have pulled themselves together. The organization is just, they're probably a bit shocked at the outpouring of emotion, the outpouring of the good feelings and the money that's already been raised to get them going.
Coming up Monday morning, the big fella Ray Bentley will be back in studio with me. We'll recap what a great Friday we had out there and all the money raised for the Reese Pumper Youth Football Program with our live broadcast at Burger King. Also, Tigers and Twins. How did that end up over the weekend as they get set to take on the White Sox? And will we have NFL free agency to talk about?
Bakita and Bentley, weekday mornings from 6 until 9 a.m. on 107.3 WBBL-FM.